the pub culture in the Czech Republic, it was only a question of time before someone thought of it, running a pub on wheels, that is. The very first mobile pub appeared in the town of Myslečovice near Zlín last week and proved to be a huge success. The pub on wheels was a temporary arrangement for a two-day summer festival celebrating the town's anniversary. The occasion was marked by singing, dancing, outdoor games and theatre performances in different parts of town, and with temperatures climbing well over 30 degrees Celsius, a constant supply of cold beer was an absolute necessity. Originally, we did it mainly for the musicians and dancers who were out in the heat all day, but it was a huge hit with the locals and visitors, says the town's mayor. It was good business for the pub owner as well, and now everyone is saying we should arrange that sort of thing more often. Well, having seen what it looks like, there is no doubt at all that other Czech towns will follow their example. It is now exactly 1 year since Parliament passed a law enabling gays and lesbians to enter into registered partnerships, so-called gay marriages. In the last 12 months, 346 gay couples tied the knot. The youngest was 18, the oldest was 81, which shows that it is never too late for wedded bliss. But the fact that it took 7 long years of lobbying to pass a law legalizing gay marriage doesn't make it any easier to live happily ever after. Two of those couples have already divorced. Well, now at least they know what we go through. Fancy putting up such a fight for it, a twice-divorced Czech comic quipped on a TV show recently. Come summer, Prague is full of practical jokers who have nothing to do with their time and plague the authorities with numerous pranks. One is filling Prague fountains with washing detergent, which creates monumental bubble baths. Within minutes, such fountains are full of young people up to their ears in foam. The town hall authorities have installed cameras, but so far the prankster has just been too clever, getting away with it every time. Another less amusing prank is that someone keeps pasting fake destination stickers on the metro guide plans, which help passengers to get their bearings on the three-line Prague metro. Although metro staff have been alerted to the problem and remove the offending stickers regularly, they keep coming back, giving tourists the impression that the A line will take them not just to Prague's Ruzyně Airport, but also to Karlštejn Castle. Inevitably, they all end up at Davidskar Station, totally confused. So if you're in Prague and don't know your way around, take a closer look at the plan you're studying. The fake stickers are far from perfect. I wonder if you've ever heard elk bugling, the mating calls of elks in the wild that resound through the forests in August and September. You can usually hear them as dusk falls, and the message is clear. The elks are out looking for a date. Their mating call is presumably sweet music to the ears of female elks, but to most humans it is a decidedly unsexy sound. Why men should want to imitate it is beyond me, but many Czech hunters take great pride in perfecting the elk mating call, practicing the technique for long hours before their annual autumn competition. Men with deep, resonant voices have an edge over their rivals, and the aim is to produce what some hunters jokingly describe as an old man throwing up after a night out. Well, now you know what I mean when I say that it's decidedly unsexy. The elk mating call is best made with the help of a bugle or shell, but getting it to sound right and echo over long distances requires years of practice. The Czech champion in this bizarre discipline is Josef Kapras, who also holds the European elk bugling title. When the first cat and dog hotels appeared in Prague after the Velvet Revolution, people smiled in disbelief. Now the trend has caught on and the demand for these services has soared. We're almost full up now and by midsummer we'll be bursting at the seams, says Marta Hruňková, who runs the Mikeš Cats and Dogs Hotel, named after a famous storybook cat created by Josef Lada. While cats are very independent, she says, dogs left there by their masters need a lot of mothering and are often very spoiled. I'm often told that a dog is used to sleeping in his master's bed, so could I please take it to mine, Marta says, admitting that she recently spent a sleepless night comforting a Doberman who did not fit into her bed, but howled all night right next to it. There was one dog who we read a bedtime story to every night, and of course some owners insist on regular reports on how their pet is coping. So we really have our hands full, Marta adds. Well, what better proof that Czechs are a nation of dog lovers? Says fishing in Prague is no fun, you just have to be good at it. One of the world's most famous anglers, Rex Hunt from Australia, recently showed Czechs how to go about it. He went fishing in the Vltava River in the very center of Prague and landed a whopping 70 kilo catfish. It's the biggest fish ever to have come from the Vltava River in Prague, and he must have spent years in the murky waters waiting for the right man to come along. Well, apparently Rex Hunt was that man.